Live for the first time ever, it's Radio Go! This week on the show, engineer Michael Test, plus music from Chloe Slater and Mr. Vast. All that and much more on Radio Go with your host, Riley Rowe! Welcome to Radio Go! Thank you so much for tuning in for another week of exciting comedy radio jokes. We are live, we are on the air, we've got songs, we've got people, we've got interviews, we've got bits that I've written down that I'm going to say with my mouth. Oh, we've got it all, really. Everything that you could imagine from a radio show, we have it. I mean, not like Scott Mills. You know, I guess if you're imagining his show, we don't have him, you know, or Greg James does the breakfast show on some other radio station that doesn't exist in this universe. Don't worry too much about it. We are so glad to have you here. Really thrilled for you to be tuning in for tonight's show. Later on, I'm going to be talking to an engineer, a gentleman called Michael Test. Never met him before. Really excited to sit down and get into the nitty gritty with him of engines. I wonder what happened with engines, that they became so important that they became a whole profession's. Like, engineers work on a lot of different stuff. Not all of them are engines, right? These are the kind of questions I'll be asking Michael Tess, and he certainly won't get irritated with me when, as most of our guests inevitably do at one point or another, when I bring up an essential part of their comedic premise. In any case, so thrilled to have you here. This is going to be a great show. I don't want to toot my own horn too much. Hadn't thought about that phrase before saying it, but toot my own horn. Who else would I toot? I'm not a horn thief, you know? If I own a horn, it's my God-given right to toot it, right? It's my responsibility, in fact. I would say if one owns a horn, which, to be clear, I do. I own several kinds of horn. Let's see, let's list them. French. Trumpet. Trombone. Plenty.
Matter.
Shut up, Tom. Matterhorn. I do own a Matterhorn, that's true. And you know what? I will toot any and every one of them at my goddamn leisure. I will also rent them out. If anyone wants to toot my horns on my behalf, you can find my horns on the horn equivalent of Airbnb. Air horn and horn. No. Yeah, no, you're right. That's a cut. We'll cut that. But anyone is welcome to toot my horns if you can find them, because that's the other thing. You may not know this about me. I have an absolutely enormous house that I earned with my radio riches from being rich and famous, doing this radio show for many years now. And somewhere within there, I have a vault. And within that vault, I have another vault. But, oh, no, that's the decoy. You went into the wrong one, and now you're trapped in a saw-style, a bladed bear trap thing. No, you wanted to go in the non-decoy vault, inside of which is a safe. And inside that safe, you guessed it, another vault. And inside that vault, that's where I keep my horns. So, toot them if you dare, at your own peril. It's really... I think I don't want to toot my own horn is very much a pre-COVID phrase, you know, these days. I'm not sure that kind of thing would fly. You're not supposed to go around sharing horns these days. You ever seen how much spittle gets inside one of those things? That might be the first time I've used the word spittle on the show, but it won't be the last. I can guarantee you that. And if it's not used in my interview today with Michael Test, then I think we can consider this whole thing a total waste of time. So let's all just keep our fingers crossed that doesn't happen, because the last thing that I would want to do with your time is waste it. With that spirit in mind, let me play you some music. This is a great song, I think from last year, but an ultra-modern indie darling called Chloe Slater. Really like this one. It's called Price on Fun. and it's right here on Radio Gar.
I had no signal, so I read the metro on the tube. Robert's blinded.
And we're out. But, that was
not my best.
No, I'd say that was in your top five.
Really? You're my top five monologues
probably,
of all time?
Probably five. It's all been downhill from there, basically.
A little bit of a downslide.
Yeah.
Still, not bad.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
All right,
I think, we got an email during that.
Really?
Yeah.
So my phone didn't go off.
Mine did. Because someone's mentioning the Horn app.
Oh, yeah. Horn and Horn.
No, not that one. Oh. No,
I forgot we cut that.
Because I've got loads of horns at my house as well that I just want to get rid of.
You do?
So I just signed up to this app called Tutor.
Tutor?
Yeah. T-O-O-T-R.
Yeah, okay. Sure. How does that work? It's like Uber for toots?
It's not like that at all.
Oh, no. It's a little more seedy?
I wouldn't say seedy, just sort of... A lot of people who are really into brass instruments.
Like really into them?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I did not expect this.
No, I wouldn't have expected that.
No.
Honestly, I would have revised my monologue if I thought there were more unhygienic things to do to a trumpet than blow into it.
Yeah. I've still got the app, though, just in case.
Okay. And is it like a monetary situation? Are they paying for this? Because I don't think there's any money involved.
I don't think there's any money exchanging hands anywhere.
I think that's for the... I'm trying to work out if this would be prostitution or not.
What?
If you were renting out
instruments.
But you're kind of their pimp, you know? Like, you decide where they're going and what they do with whom.
They're not, like, people.
I know they're not people, but
no.
There seems to be... I don't know, there's ethical...
No, there's no exchange going on.
Oh.
It's just people who like instruments.
Yeah.
Get together.
Yeah.
With other people who like instruments.
Okay.
And make music.
Right. I got the wrong end of the stick on one.
It's not even a dating app.
No.
No.
It's just called Tutor.
Yeah, it's just called Tutor. What did you think?
Obviously, I thought people were fucking the trumpets.
What?
No!
They're putting together brass bands!
All right. I've clearly misunderstood.
All right, we're getting back in...
I'm sorry, Tom.
Five, all right. Four...
Welcome back to Radio Go! That was Price on Fun by Chloe Slater. Fantastic little song. Hope you enjoyed that. And I'm joined now in the studio by our very special guest. He's an engineer. His name is Michael Test. Michael, welcome to Radio Go!
Check, check.
Oh.
Check, check, check.
Yes, welcome, Michael.
Check one.
Yeah. No, it's on. It's absolutely. Yeah,
check
it is.
One.
It
check
is on.
One. Check
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Check two. Check two.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Was that a response or was that just more sound checking?
Check three.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood. No, Michael, producer Tom has set all these up, actually, so this is fine.
The wicked wild dog ran smoothly into the forest.
That was a very professional mic test. I think you're trying to tell us you're a sound engineer. Is that, like, this is your profession?
Check two.
Oh.
Check three. Check, check, check.
Yeah.
I did set these up. By the way,
yeah, these are fine. You actually don't have to check them. We can just chat. We can just talk, Michael. Where did you grow up, for example?
What is the deal with some cafes when they leave a napkin underneath my slice of cake?
I don't think that's a sound test. That's not what I've heard before. I mean, you're clearly a professional, but honestly, I'm not. I don't know if this is going to work out.
Check seven.
We're up to seven already. Look, Michael, I've got to be honest with you. I think we kind of need to move this along. Can you tell us anything interesting about your life? Can you even respond to my questions?
Test, test, test. One, two. Test three.
Mm.
My father never loved me.
All right. I don't think this is going to work. Tom, can we get this guy out of here? Sorry, Michael.
Yeah, Mike, I don't think it's going to work.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, check, 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 yeah. Check one.
Come on, Mike. I'll see you later.
Check two. Check three, check. My test.
That's sad. That's a shame when we have to lose a guest like that. But it does happen every so often. I don't think that guy was made for the big time.
Yes, yeah, so sorry about that, Riley.
No, that's okay. Yeah, you know, worse things have happened.
So he's a mate. You know, he wants to come on.
He's a mate. Stuff. Yeah, is he more chatty off mic, or is that kind of his deal?
That's kind of his deal. Yeah,
sure.
I thought we'd get something out of him, but
I think we got as much of as we're going to get out of that particular premise.
Fair enough.
Well, all right. We don't have a guest in that case.
Well, we've got someone waiting in the green room.
We do?
Yeah, he just appeared.
What, like magic?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, he was there this morning. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the one hand, you know, we have that rigorous booking procedure that we make people go through, sign all the forms.
It's not rigorous at all.
I thought you made people do a physical, you know, to make sure that they're up to the task of radio.
Oh, yeah, I make them physically walk up here.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of stairs.
The lift's broken, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, they've got to fix that lift.
I know.
Okay, let's give it a go. Why not? Hey, go get him. Let's see what. Sorry about this, listeners, but it looks like Michael Tess didn't work out. So producer Tom's just going to go and get us an alternative special guest that we've got. He's leaving the room. You can hear. Come on in. Here we are.
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, okay, fantastic. Well, listen, sir, welcome to Radio Go. I know nothing about you. I will need to know your name first of all. Who are you? What do you do?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Oh, if this is another mic test, I'm going to flip my lid.
How you wonder what I are. Thank you for having me. My name is Jeremiah Stronghold.
Jeremiah Stronghold. What an introduction. I do wonder what you are, and you made it rhyme and everything. That's amazing. Jeremiah. Great name. Fantastic. Jeremiah Stronghold. And what do you do, Jeremiah? Are you a poet?
Ah, no. I am a fortune teller.
A fortune teller?
Yeah.
Wow, so there is something kind of mystical about you. And you've been waiting in our green room just for the right moment? Or, wait, did you know, because you can tell the future, that Michael Tess wasn't going to make it through the rest of the show?
Makes life really good to plan.
Yeah, I bet.
Predict the future, you know.
Wow, yeah, that's proof. That's amazing, Jeremiah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well,
we share a lobby.
you and Michael, you live in the same building?
My niece is she does ballet downstairs.
Oh, here in the studio.
Yes.
She's part of the ballet team down there. Yeah, of course. All right. Well, fantastic. Welcome to the show. You're live on the air.
Thank you.
And you're a fortune teller. How long have you been doing this job?
Oh, well, in many ways, my whole life. But in more specific ways, the 23rd of June, 2024.
That's okay. So you've not actually been doing this a very long time.
I didn't realize I had the power.
Oh, but had strange things been happening around you all your life?
So many things. Yes.
Really? Tell us one of those things.
Well, ever since I was a wee lad, I've been able to predict certain things. I think we can all make certain assumptions about the future, but mine very, very often came true.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
What's a specific example?
I predicted my parents breaking up.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's sad. I'm sorry to hear that.
I predicted punching that guy in the face.
Which guy?
He's like a guy at the bar. He's such a... What? Really annoying.
And you punched him?
I punched him,
yes. What did he do exactly to... first of all, that's not a prediction about your own actions. Like, that doesn't count.
It was an accurate prediction, actually.
Sure, but you're the one who caused it to happen, right? It's not like you predicted something that's outside
of you. It's funny you say that. So, how it works is...
Oh.
There's different planes of existence.
Oh, right. Not like airplanes. Because I did meet a pilot once.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, that's right. His name was Quentin. Cared a lot about the royalty. I don't remember a lot else about him.
Oh, you'd need more than a Boeing 747 to get to these planes.
Oh, mystical.
There's what I like to call the scrump plane.
Ooh.
And that is the plane of reality that you know it as.
Oh, this plane that we're currently...
This current one that you can see, smell, taste.
I can taste it.
And then there's the spum plane.
Oh, which is different from the scrump plane.
Yes, very different. Very different.
And what happens on the spum plane?
That, it's like the timelines of your existence are all visible. Yes, every decision you've ever made, every packet of crisps you ever opened.
You're our second guest to obsess over crisps.
Just an example.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Every time you ran through a potato field and thought, I wonder how crisps are made, and then later you looked it up.
Sure. Of course. We were all young once.
Have all led you to where you are now.
Uh-huh.
And I can continue reading it to see where you're almost definitely going to end up, you see.
I see. So you were able to predict that this guy in the bar who was... what was he annoying you about?
He's like one of those flashy guys who shows up.
Yeah.
He's got shaved head, but like in a cool way.
Right, like who can kind of pull it off.
Yeah,
He doesn't look bold, he looks shaved.
It's like a style.
I know, do you feel like you wish you could pull that off? Because I quite like my hair, but sometimes I do wonder what...
Yeah, I just know that I wouldn't look good with a shaved
head. No, I just know.
It's one of those.
Yeah.
Rely too much on my hair.
Yeah, no, me too, big time.
What was the question?
Why did you punch him? What was he doing to you specifically to bother you?
He was buying everyone drinks.
Oh, sounds like a real jerk.
Just so much. And he had a flashy suit on.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Someone needed to bring him down a peg or two. And it turns out, I predicted accurately, that someone did.
And it was you.
It was me.
You punched
him. That time, yeah.
And then what happened? Did he call the cops?
I ran away.
Oh, really?
My tail betwixt my legs.
Figuratively.
Fast as the night could carry me, which I also predicted.
I see. Yeah. Okay. Wow. So that's an amazing story. I don't know if it counts as a specific prediction, but I wonder, could we maybe put you to the test?
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Can you predict something about my life? Can you tell me my future?
Let's give it a go, shall we?
Do I become even more rich and famous than I currently am?
Well, let's find out, shall we? Can you dim the lights?
There you go.
Okay. You just turn them off. Is there no dimmer switch?
I'm afraid not. No,
okay,
we
that's
don't.
Fine. I just need to get in tune with the planes, okay. You know, the cosmic planes, because then it will be plain to see what your future is.
Great.
Here we go.
I can't wait. For the listener, he's going into... Jeremiah's going into some kind of mystical trance. His eyes are rolling back in his head.
Salt and vinegar.
He's speaking in tongues.
Mr. Riley McGindelstein.
One out of three ain't bad.
I see you 5 years' time from now.
Oh.
In your home. Your quite fancy home.
Yes.
Yes. Spires in your house.
Ooh, I've been wanting to get spires.
A butler named Gindel.
Wouldn't have been my choice, but that's okay.
You have a domesticated fox as a pet.
Excellent. That fox guy came through.
You seem to be quite happy, but something's wrong.
Oh.
It appears the house is so very cold. Not in the way of love, but in a literal sense. It's really, it's like winter time. You're really cold.
Okay.
You have the heating on. You have good heating, in fact.
Of course. Heated floors.
But it seems that the walls, perhaps, are not quite... It's just letting the heat ride out.
No.
Yes. So you crank up the heating and you think it'll be okay. You go to bed.
Yeah.
And you wake up dead.
Hold on, let me put the lights back up here.
Thank you, yes.
That was amazing. I have some questions, to be honest with you.
Please, I'm happy to hear them.
So first of all, you remember all of the things you just said. You just were on a different plane. You're on the plane of school.
I was in the other plane. It's hard to... It's kind of almost like a dream. Like I sort of get glimpses of it and then it goes away.
See.
So don't ask me too many questions.
Okay. You don't want to drill down too much on the specificities.
I might not know everything.
Okay, you did say I woke up dead. What does that mean? Exactly.
Frozen, crisp as an ice cube, yes.
In what way did I wake up if I'm dead? Because death, I would argue, is the eternal sleep.
Ah. That's nice. That's beautiful. Who's that
That's me right now.
Well, beautiful. Well, you know how you wake up normally?
Yes.
Imagine that, but you're dead.
Okay. I think I can imagine that. Honestly, you're really kind of tripping me out, man. You know?
Oh, thank you.
This is all too heavy for me, man.
Heed the warning, you know. I'd recommend finding an insulation company.
Yeah. Double glazing?
Do your walls. Don't worry about that. No, insulation specifically.
Really?
In the walls. Yeah, find a nice local company. They'll probably do you a good deal.
Okay, because I have been thinking about getting my windows redone. You think that's not a priority?
Pointless. Absolutely pointless. No, you want drywall and insulation company specifically would be a good
okay
for you.
All right. Yeah. I'll get on Google, see what I can find. I've got 5 years to figure it out, huh?
Well, you know, but the sooner, the wetter.
All right. Thank you so much, Jeremiah. Can you stick around for a little bit? We got to play a song right now. We're contractually obliged, but if you want to stick around, we'd love to talk to you a bit more later.
Sure, I enjoy music of all kinds.
Great. Excellent. Fantastic. Well, then, in that case, you'll enjoy this music. Oh, this is an artist that I'm really excited to play. This is a fella called Mr. Vast. He's a comedian, clown, musician, cabaret act extraordinaire. Actually got to see him live last week, or several months ago, depending. He's absolutely fantastic, and this song is called Touch and Go.
It was touch and go for a minute there. I thought I was a goner for certain. The sun was shining bright outside.
All right, and we're off. So.
Whew.
Yeah.
This is going well for an emergency interview.
This is, yeah.
I was not expecting Jeremiah Stronghold.
Well, I think he was, that's the thing.
Yeah, spooky, right?
Expecting. Yeah, it's good.
Kind of freaky.
It's good, and I completely agree with him about punching a guy who buys everyone drinks.
What do you mean?
Like,
you think that's a good thing to do?
That's a good thing to do.
No, if a guy says drinks on the house, that's generous. That's him offering to you know...
Hey...
Foot the bill for
tall
everyone.
Poppy. That's all I'm saying.
Tall Poppy?
Tall Poppy.
What's she got to do with us?
She got her head cut off, didn't she? She bought everyone drinks.
Yeah. Was that the circumstances of her death? I'd forgotten. That's so sad.
It might have been. I'm not too sure.
God, rest in peace, Tall Poppy. Hey?
Tall Poppy.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
It's good, but we've got this new guest on.
Yeah.
Much
better than the last one.
I'm going to have to talk to Mike.
Yeah,
about it.
I don't think you can bring your friends on. You know,
well, he's got shit going on with his dad. It's not good.
Who doesn't?
But like,
let's be honest.
Yeah,
who's got like a totally normal relationship?
Now that I think about it, the more he talks to me about his dad, the more I'm just sort of like, oh, it's just a regular dad.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, some people have got weirder dads than others.
Yeah.
I've got a pretty normal dad. He's probably going to listen to this show. Luckily, he's not listening to this bit because we're off the air now, so I can say whatever I want about him.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, your mate Mike, I don't think you can have people on as favours.
You may not like the next few weeks' guests.
Oh, my God. Who have you got booked?
It was Enterprise Steve.
Okay.
Works renting cars.
I know of Enterprise Steve.
Yeah.
He's an absolute bore.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's got a lot going on.
He's not going to make for good radio.
It's all right.
Who else?
Chippy Dan.
Chippy Dan from Chippy?
Yeah, from Dan the Chippy.
What?
He doesn't work
From Dan the Chippy?
From Dan the Chippy.
Yeah. He doesn't work there.
He doesn't work there.
I thought he used to work
there. I thought that as well. But he's never worked there. He's just always there.
And he's called Chippy Dan because he's
Dan the Chippy. Always.
Right, okay. I guess that's fine. He can come on. Who else?
The Lake Woman.
The Lake Woman? From ancient myth.
I know.
Why, Tom?
She's going through some stuff.
I don't think we can use this show as a platform for people to just air out their grievances, right?
But they're friends.
The woman in the lake is an absolute abomination. And I don't mean
she's
that figuratively.
She's beautiful. Have you met her?
No, Tom, you just think she's beautiful because every time you see her, she sings that siren song lures you in there and you nearly drown. And I have to pull you out every time.
Yeah.
That's why I make you walk around with those armband things on.
With the with the wax in my ears as well.
Yeah, the flotation devices and the wax in your ears. Yeah. Honestly, the fact that you've still got a job as a radio producer is beyond me, but I guess that's my favour to you.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Well, in terms of doing a favour,
yeah,
I'll tell them that they're not allowed on the show. Yeah, Chippy Dan's not going to be happy.
Well, he'll have to live with that.
We'll have to live with it because we're back on in 3.
Oh, 2. Welcome back to Radio Go, everybody. We are having a lovely time. That was Mr. Vass with Touch and Go.
That was very strange.
Freaky. Yeah. You know what else is freaky? The fortune-telling powers of our guests.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremiah Stronghold, was it?
Ring a ring of roses, a pocket full of prediction.
Listen, listener, if you could only see the smug look on the face of our guest every time he lands a killer non-rhyme. That's really excellent work there.
Thank you. Liz.
Just off the top of your head as well. Really amazing.
Mm. In a way, there is no such thing as off the top of the head, as you say.
Right.
For the Great Plains predict everything.
Right, because you went to Spoom, was it? Above
Spoom,
us.
Yes.
And this plane here that we're currently on,
yes.
You remember the name of that one?
Scrump.
Scrump, of course. So how could you forget? This is your stock and trade. So I wonder if we could put you to the test again, if that would be possible.
I'd be happy
to. Tom, do you feel like getting a prediction?
Oh, yeah. I'd love a prediction.
Well, beware. Tis not always for the faint of heart.
Oh, well, I've not been known to have a faint heart, so yeah.
That is not what he said.
All right, okay.
All right, here we go.
He's going in. He's going to the plane of Spum. Oh, whoa. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
I'm going to switch the lights off.
Yeah, you should.
Brawn cocktail. It is the year 2029.
Not bad going. Honestly, like, lifespan.
I see you there, young Tomalus McGandles.
Close.
You're in a cottage. A wonderful, cute cottage in the countryside with a beautiful view. You have a pet chinchilla and a beautiful wife who is an Olympic high diver. You're very happy.
Yeah, not
but
bad.
Oh no.
Tall Poppy made it back.
What is this in your basement? The brick, the rocket is exposed. It's dirty and all jagged and whatnot.
Oh, no.
It's gross looking. Your wife, she can't stand looking at it.
No.
She's mentioned it to you, but you think the drywall in the local area is a little too expensive. You don't want to fork out for it. And you can't find a cheap enough company. She leaves you.
Oh.
And she swims away. Leaving you penniless and alone for the rest of your days. I'm back.
All right.
Didn't sound too bad.
Started to detect a little bit of a pattern, I gotta say. Don't know if you listened to Jeremiah's prediction of mine. I had problems with my drywall insulation in my house 5 years in the future.
Right, okay.
Weird coincidence, right?
Yeah.
Unless there's no such thing as a coincidence. Isn't that right? Jeremiah Stronghold of Stronghold Installation.
What?
That's right. I've seen your bus adverts. I knew that this was all a front. Come on, Jeremiah. Who do you think you're trying to kid?
Listen,
you can't tell the future.
I have a side business with my nephew where we sell drywall and insulation at a reasonable price for the local area. But that's just a little thing I do on the side. I'm really a psychic.
With the sunglasses and the cap on, he looks like a completely different person. Dry Jeremy.
Dry Jeremy.
It's the driest drywall in all of that. That's true.
Come on.
That's true.
This is unbelievable.
Fact.
Tom, come on. This is our second failure of a guest in a row. You have to get this guy out of here.
Oh, right, come on.
I'm a legitimate fortune teller, I swear.
On.
Reasonable prices, drywall and sunglasses.
No,
insulation.
No. Listeners, don't listen to this absolute charlatan of a gentleman. Look, listeners, I'm sorry about this. We do have to end the show. It's been a little bit of a damp squib on both sides, but look out there, look out the window down on the street.
Oh, yeah.
There's been a a horrible car crash. No! Jeremiah, look! That truck full of crisp packets!
Oh no!
It's a salty nightmare!
No, how did he know? He was magic after all!
He knew.
Damn, well, I feel bad.
Well, now we're going to have to sort out the drywall using some other local tradesman.
Yeah, it was good of him to tell me that there's going to be a problem about it in 5 years, but we can get someone else to deal with it.
Yeah, we need someone to do the drywall in here, to be fair, so...
Yeah, okay. Does that ending land? did I tie that? All right, I want to thank everybody for listening to Radio Go this week. I want to thank my producer, Tom. As always, I want to thank both of my guests, despite their duplicitous natures, Michael Test and Jeremiah Stronghold. And I want to thank Terry Silver for no reason in particular. Thank you all for listening to Radio Go. Goodbye!